All right, we are back with you. John Shirey, city manager, is going to be on momentarily. And while we wait for him, let's get to Mark in Sacramento. Hi, Mark.
Grant, good afternoon. Actually, good evening. But I'm just calling in response to that caller, that guy a couple of calls ago talking about the Maloose being corrupt. I don't know if he necessarily meant corrupt in a legal sense. I think an argument can be made that the Maloose in this situation are morally corrupt in a sense that for years, the 15 years or so they owned a team, it was always fans are first, fans
yep.
are first. That's great.
Yep.
And you know, for by and large, that was true. But now they get a chance to, they could accomplish two goals if they were the businessmen that everybody thinks they are. They could have, one, saved face with the Kings fans here that they were allegedly number one all this time, and then two, started a bidding war for the team. They should have made it known to everybody, hey, we are selling the team because of our bad business ventures elsewhere. We are forced to sell the team. Let's start a bidding war. Then you would have had billionaires fighting over the chance to be one of only 30 owners to own a team, you know, an NBA team, which is, you know, admittedly, that's cachet now for billionaires to own a team, you know, a franchise.
Right. No, listen, I do not disagree with that. I think that that they should have put it up for open bidding, and that way at least Sacramento could have had a chance, a more than fair chance. I think that's accurate.
So in your opinion, what makes them great businessmen, other than the fact that they're selling a team at this time? I mean,
I say great in the sense that they're getting more money for a franchise than's ever been done before. That I mean, maybe it's not the term great. Maybe it's wow, but it really doesn't matter. They've made their decision to sell the team. I mean, that's it really doesn't even do any good to keep on rehashing all this stuff. But what lays ahead for the city of Sacramento is a race against time, so to speak, as Kevin Johnson announced last week all the plans that we know and still have to go with the arena deal. And city manager John Shirey, nice enough to come on and try to help us understand everything that may be accomplished here in the next 4 weeks. John, this is Grant Napier. How are you?
Just fine, Grant. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. John, let's start off by saying, as city manager, what are your responsibilities in terms now of getting an arena deal in front of city council that they'll eventually be able to vote on?
Well, my job is to put together that transaction, that arrangement that will hopefully lead to a new arena in downtown. I don't get involved with the sale of the team or a private ownership group buying the team. That's not my bailiwick. My responsibility, because there will be, you know, city participation in that arena deal, is to put that together. What we're going to do first is put together a term sheet, which just simply lays out the responsibilities and obligations of each of the parties. Have the council consider that, hopefully something they can approve. And then that forms a further basis for us to go forward and make our pitch to the NBA in April. It's not really possible to negotiate all of the details of what will be lengthy contracts by April the 18th, but we can show sufficient progress and commitments by all the parties that we think will have a real strong case to give to the NBA.
John, how confident are you that you have enough time and that you're able to get all of this done within the city financial parameters?
I'm confident that we can get there. You know, when people want to work together, they can get things done. And, you know, you can do extraordinary things if people just have the will. So I think we can be there by, I'm going to set, you know, a target of the 1st of April. I'm not going to wait till April the 18th, which is our meeting, to have that term sheet in front of the city council. And we do meet every Tuesday, so I've got several opportunities to try to get that done.
John, with the news that the downtown plaza would be the site for this arena, that means there's a lot of parking spaces in that parking garage currently underneath the downtown plaza. And we know that if the building is built there, that means fewer parking spaces. How does that factor into the big picture with what the city's trying to do when they get their money to chip in for the part of the project as it relates to parking?
It's a very important issue. I'm not sure everybody understands, but where the city's contribution is coming from and what was contained in the deal a year ago that fell through was that we will use our parking assets and leverage them to receive cash, which we then put into the deal, and then we get a return on that money over a period of years, say 20, 25, 30 years. Well, the value of that asset, of course, is tied to the number of spaces, both on street and in parking garages. And you're quite right that the downtown plaza, while the shopping center itself is privately owned, the city owns the parking that's underneath the plaza. So if the arena is built there and some number of spaces are taken out of service, or as part of the transaction, those spaces would be conveyed to either the owner of the center or the development team, well, then our value goes down. But there's a direct relationship. If we have more spaces, value is higher. If there's fewer spaces, but they're getting to use those spaces, well, then that has a monetary value. So it's something very important to take into account here, but there's a way for both parties to benefit from those parking spaces. You know that every arena has close-in parking spaces that are premium spaces.
Right.
Well, we have those premium spaces already built in, and so that's one of the advantages of doing the arena there. We don't have to build all those spaces, but you're right. Maybe some number of them gets taken out. Maybe they have to be replaced, but this is all something to be worked out, and we've hired a parking consultant to help us with that. So we're not relying on just our own expertise. We're using a company that they make their whole living on parking assets, evaluating them, using them, and so forth.
John Shirey, Sacramento City Manager, coming on here on CBS Sports 1140. I don't know if the term hurdles would be accurate. I know there's still a lot of work that needs to be done, and as you said, that's your job. But explain to the people listening some of the other things that have to be done between now and when this is brought in front of the City Council, John.
Hey, well, as an aside, you know, I am a track and field official, so hurdles wouldn't be an inappropriate expression.
Can you say? Okay, well then we'll call it hurdles. Then that sounds good to me. I like that.
Well, you know, I think that we've got some things going for us this time that maybe we didn't have the last time around. You know, the first thing is that as you were saying before I came on, the team is going to be sold, and in the process of the team being sold, there's a possibility that we're going to be dealing with a new ownership that is financially capable and can support this team and a transaction which gives us some more security that various parts of this transaction will be supported by that other partner. You know, you don't want to enter into a partnership with someone that you're not sure whether they can make the payments. Well, we have more confidence that this team will be able to make the payments, so that provides additional security to the transaction and for, you know, the citizens of Sacramento and the region. So we've got some things that are going for us. In terms of the things to overcome, you've already mentioned one, which is time.
Right.
Time is short. Secondly, we have a new location. There has to be evaluation done anew of the value of the parking. The other side needs to figure out what the estimated cost of a new arena will be. We still have to work out the financial arrangements on sharing of revenues and who will be responsible for what. All of these are details, but they must at least be agreed to conceptually in the next month. So those are the primary things. It's just work.
Sure.
It's just work. and so everybody has to roll up sleeves and get it done in the time that we've been allotted here.
We're talking with John Shirey, city manager. John, I'm going to ask you this question. I don't even know if you can comment on it because I don't have a lot of information, but we've heard about the Kings minority owner, John Kariotis, and he has said that he's got the money, $350 for the team and $400 for the arena, and by all accounts, he would love to build an arena in the Thomas. Is that in play at all here, John?
Well, I've talked with Mr. Kariotis, and I think he's very serious, and he's like many people. He's devoted to keeping the team here in Sacramento and not seeing it move to Seattle. So that's a plus. Now, I don't happen to know whether Mr. Kariotis submitted a letter of interest to the NBA on Friday or whether he still intends to do that. I have let him know that our interest is having an arena downtown, that we obviously couldn't stand in the way if he were to able to gain control of the team and wanted to build an arena in the Thomas. After all, there is land out there. We couldn't stand in the way of that, but he should not expect to see the city financially supporting that to any great degree anyway. As I've explained to the city council, to me, there's a value proposition. There's less value to the city of having an arena located in Thomas, and I don't mean to say anything negative about that neighborhood. It's a wonderful part of our city. But we get so much greater benefit if that arena is downtown, and now a downtown arena at our plaza, which is suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Sales have gone down. There are fewer shoppers every year. We need to revitalize that mall, and we know that if an arena is there, we're likely to see more development on K Street. We're likely to see pluses in Old Sacramento. We're likely to see a better development even along perhaps L and J Streets. And so for us, this is about economic development. This is about leveraging assets to get an even better bang for the buck than we were talking about only a year ago. So Mr. Kariotis' plans for an arena at Natomas just don't have the same value to us, although obviously it means we get to keep
sure.
the team, and the Kings are still in Sacramento.
John Shirey, Sacramento City Manager. Critics are always there, and there will be critics of this, as there already are, and they always, not always, but the term I hear is protecting the general fund, and the money that is currently goes into the city coffers annually from their parking revenue. We call that part of the general fund.
Mm-hmm.
John, let's just come out and say it. The city is going to protect the general fund regardless of what is agreed upon, correct? I mean, for the critics out there that are worried about the general fund, should that not be a concern?
Well, I think it's good that people are paying attention and know that that's an element. But last Tuesday night, we asked the city council to endorse principles for financing and developing a new entertainment and sports center. And one of those was that, one, we're going to protect the taxpayer. We're not going to be asking for new or increased taxes. But then the flip side of that was that we're going to minimize the risk to the general fund. There are no guarantees in life, but we will structure this transaction in a way that if the parking revenue is lost to the general fund, we will have to backfill that loss of funds in some other way, such as perhaps a ticket surcharge. There are other ways in which we can do that. Not easy. I don't want to make it sound like it's a walk in the park, because it isn't, but it's just fundamental to our being able to do this deal and to support it and to get the city council to vote for it. They're not going to vote for something which jeopardizes the general fund.
Right.
We have enough financial challenges as it is without taking anything out of the general fund, and so that's just fundamental to this deal. And hopefully, Mr. Buerkle and Mr. Mastroff understand that that's essential to our being able to reach an agreement.
Talking about reaching an agreement, you mentioned the timeline a little bit. You're up against it. As you said, the city meets every Tuesday. Ideally, you would love for a term sheet to be in the hands of the NBA before the Board of Governors meet in mid-April. I mean, could this be done within 4 weeks from now? Is that realistic to think that maybe by April 2nd, this city council would have a vote that in front of them? Is that realistic, that timetable?
Well, that's the target that I've set, and in fact, I would like to be at City Council a week earlier, so that would be the last Tuesday in March.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just have to endeavor to get it done. The legislature can pass a piece of legislation in 48 hours if they really had to.
Right, right.
Well, we're a lot more nimble than the legislature, and we ought to be able to put together this transaction in that amount of time. Again, that doesn't mean having all the legal documents in place and all the I's dotted and T's crossed, but it means having a term sheet that the parties agree to that has enough substance in it that our citizens and all of you in the press can see what's being agreed to, and that our council will have the confidence that they can vote on and know that it will be carried out.
John, final thing. I don't want to go as far as saying it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, but let's be honest here. It's not very often where you can get a group such as a Mark Mastrov and the wealth of a Ron Buerkle that say, you know what, we want to invest in Sacramento. We see a lot of promise. We see what the future can be in a downtown area. This is an opportunity that this city must seize. Don't you agree?
I really do believe that, and it's what I was talking about earlier. This is a chance for us to revitalize a flagging downtown area. It's a chance to do something to enhance the plaza. It's a chance to finish K Street. It's a chance to fill hotel rooms, put more people in restaurants and night spots. It's a chance to put activity in our downtown that then becomes an attraction for more than just basketball games, more than just maybe 150 other nights that we would fill this new sports and entertainment center.
Sure.
It would also say to people, hey, you know what? There's a really neat place downtown. I think we'll go there. And maybe they live in Rancho Cordova or Roseville or someplace, and they say, hey, it's the happening place. Let's be downtown. When we have that happen, we know that our property taxes will increase because values increase. We know people will shop more, and therefore our sales taxes will increase. So we get more money for our general fund that we're referring to, and consequently, we can also support city services. So there's a way here for everyone to win. The responsibility I have is to make sure that it's fair and that we have protected city assets.
Well, as we said at the beginning, we'll call them hurdles, but the good news is the mayor has been like Edwin Moses jumping over these hurdles for the last 2 years, so we only got a couple more left. John, thank you very much. I really appreciate the time, and hopefully we can talk to you down the road.
Well, you certainly can, and it's been great to be with you, Grant.
Thank you. That's John Shirey, city manager, right here on the Grant Napier Show. We'll come back, and let's take some phone calls next hour. Give me your thoughts on what John Shirey had to say. 339-1140, 800-920-1140. And we'll do that when we return, right here, the Grant Napier Show on CBS Sports 1140.